Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, it was a rough one today, folks, here. The Saints falling 34-0 at the L.A. Rams. Going to check it back in with Deuce McAllister at SoFi Stadium. Deuce, give us our injury rundown. I know it's a lengthy one.
Yeah, a couple guys that went into the tent. Some of them came out. Some went into the locker room. Looked like they got a scan or two and then went into the locker room. One went into the tent. Not sure what happened to him, but Memes was one. Torricelli Simpkins was one. Maliki Matavale was one. Tight end Devin Neal. I'm assuming his is hamstring again. I saw him just pull up right there on the sideline. Another one was Brian Taylor. Couple more guys may have went into the tent, but, you know, we don't get the official report. We'll kind of see what happens. Well, there's just a couple of the guys that got banged up in this game here against the Rams, which was not pretty.
Man, what is it about SoFi Stadium, dudes? It just seems whenever the Saints travel there, there's just no success at all.
I think it's the team that you're playing against.
Yeah, I figured they were going to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the team that you're playing against. Playing against a team that's picked to win the Super Bowl. And so when you go against a team like that, even if it's none of your starters playing, you got to go out and execute at a high level. Your first three plays offensively were three positive runs, probably plus five, plus five, plus five. And then you had the 15-yard penalty by the rookie Jeremiah Wright. You never got anything going again. Had another drive. You're moving the football. Have a big play by Maliki Matavale. Guess what you do? Next play, you get a sack. Next play, you get a penalty. You go in reverse from that standpoint. And so it's the little things that you cannot do. You've got to be able to do them well. You cannot make those mistakes. I mean, you're not going to win a lot of games having 12 penalties and 100 yards plus. And then getting into the red zone inside the 10, having two turnovers, one inside the 5, the other one was a pick 6. Quarterback kind of stared it down, you know, and Ty Chandler, he's got to squeeze the football. He had to fumble right there, and so that changes the complexion of the game a little bit. But from an execution standpoint, you just didn't do nearly enough. And so you feel good about some of the practices. I don't know how great you feel about the performance of this game today.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, Deuce, looking at the quarterback play that we did see today, how much of the struggle was just reading the field versus simply not having the time to operate?
Well, they had time to operate. I can't say that they didn't have time to operate. I don't know how much separation you were getting from some of those receivers or, you know, you're not going to have 4 seconds, 5 seconds to throw the football every time. So there was time to operate. You did give up a sack or two, but I don't know if it was just, oh, he's pressured so much that he can't get the ball down the field. You know, I think some of it was getting separation and some of it was a pressure issue. You know, I think in the first half you probably had a little bit more pressure than you wanted. But I thought that they had enough time where they could get it down the field or at least be able to get it to a check down or two. And you just didn't do it consistently enough.
News beyond this scoreboard, obviously 35-0, not much to gloat about, but is there any specific player or any kind of play that made you have something positive maybe to build on as this team heads into the final preseason game next Friday?
Yeah, we're going to take that. We're going to give them 34. They don't need any help. I mean, the Rams, we're not going to give them that extra point. But, no, I mean, there's some positive. I think Emerson Martin, he helped himself with some of the plays that he made. And, you know, Malik Yamadaval, before he got hurt, I think that you were pleased with what he was doing. You know, and you going back and you look at Kendre Miller. Kendre Miller ran hard. Kendre Miller gave you at least a look or two of something that you can expect from him. You know, and so defensively, I didn't get the push. I did not get the pass rush that I was looking for there. You know, I thought Price made a few good plays when he was in man-to-man coverage. You go and look offensively, just bouncing around. You know, there were some throws that Rattler made that I was very, very pleased with. You're excited about some of those type of things. And offensive line-wise, I think that you tried some different combinations and tried to give a guy to, you know, an opportunity maybe that didn't get to play as much last week. And, you know, there's some good and some bad in there. I thought Bryce Lance had a couple of good catches. Cropper made a play or two for you as well. And so there's some good things in there, but you didn't do it enough consistently. And that's probably the most disappointing part about it.
And for you, what is the, I would say, immediate message you'd give to the locker room after a performance like this as the coaching staff now prepares to trim the roster down and make those final evaluations?
Well, I mean, for me, it's not good enough. It's just not good enough. Whether it's my coaching, whether it's your execution, I'm not going to say your effort was not there, but, you know, we're not playing to the level that you're going to need to be able to win games in the NFL. And I understand. Maybe some of those guys are not going to play that amount of extended plays, but the guys that are out there, your execution is not good enough. And whether it's my play calling, whether it's me teaching you a certain way, whatever it may be, you've got to be playing at a higher level. And so you're not a 34-0 bad or worse team than the Rams. I will say the Rams have better overall talent than we do at this current stage, but it's not 34-0.
Deuce, appreciate you and Hoss, man. It wasn't a pretty game at all, but you guys kept it entertaining. Have a great flight home and see you in Louisiana soon enough.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?